What prompted you that you wanted to stay as mayor, to make that another run?
Well, you know, it's hard to get things done when you have 2 years or even 4 years. So I like to continue on. And I've been frustrated in some of the things I've been trying to do. Jobs is a priority for anybody who comes into this office. And we had some hopes early on about Amjet and iOmega. Well, now both of them have offices in town. Paul Ruse from Amjet is coming to talk to the council November 7th, give us an update. It's my understanding he's in line to get another $1 million from the state. So things are looking up for him. He's got to build that full-scale model and have it tested, and then he can really go great guns, I think.
What do you see as the role of mayor in job creation, job recruitment, economic development? What is the role, and what would you continue to do if elected?
I think the mayor needs to be at the forefront because people come in and they ask about incentives, and they ask about tax credits, they ask about TIFs and targeted jobs and things like that. So I think I am versed in those things. I think from a personality standpoint, I'm a people person, and I deal with the people come in at the forefront. I question whether KEDC has really accomplished a whole lot in the last few years. A lot of the stuff comes into Lee County Economic, and I've got two individuals that I'm personally working with, and I don't know if KEDC has really done a lot with, but it's good to have the personal touch.
From your experience, should Keokuk try to have more incentives available, or what are the types that really can help secure a deal?
Well, TIF's a big one. And that's probably the one that's used more. My only problem is I worry about it becoming overused. I think you can kill a good thing at some point in time. But there are abatements is the big one, a tax abatement. If somebody's putting an improvement on, they want to be able to abate a portion of that tax of the new investment. So that's probably the most usable one.
Obviously, the biggest charge for the city council is the budget, crafting the budget. You don't have a vote in that, but you're involved in the process. How do you get involved in the budget process, and kind of how do you want to see it work?
Well, our finance director starts the process off, and he gets budgets out and documents to be filled out by the individual department heads. And he and I sit down and go over things and see where, whether we can cut anything and ask for some percentage decreases or where we've got money to work. And then when we get to the council, it's pretty much broken down. I make recommendations, and we talked about capital improvements last year, and so we were able to work some money in there. But usually I will work with the finance director before we even get into the budgets.
Do you have priorities that you look at that you say, if we're going to be this type of city, we need to make sure we're properly funding XYZ? Do you have those types of priorities?
And again, I'm not a financial expert, and that's why the finance director is a great asset for the community. John Russell does a super job. But, we talk about where we can and can't go. I have my priorities. They're not always the council's priorities. The good thing is that we pretty much got it streamlined, and I'm not saying we're sneaky or anything, but we have it streamlined, John and I do, mostly John, before we even get to the budget hearings. Now, if the council wants to say, wait, can we step back and maybe think about this or that, sure. But I think it's very important for our public safety. We need to keep that at a level. One of the things, and I was talking the other day to one of the elected politicians about funding, Tom Courtney out of Burlington, about funding some of the retirement programs here in Iowa, municipal police and fire and IPERS, and they're underfunded. And he indicated to me that he's tried. I guess Governor Branstad has vetoed that. But I think we ought to be stepping up and funding those and take some of the burden off the cities.
In terms of your own leadership as mayor, how would you describe your leadership style?
Well, I'm somewhat laid back. I let the department heads, run their own departments. I don't go tell the fire department how to fight a fire. I don't go tell a sewer department how to do their job. As long as they're doing it, they're not negligent. I think I'm kind of the guy who gives them the opportunity and takes the problems away from them. So if I can listen to some of the problems and pass them on through the public works director or the fire chief or police chief, I can do that.
How big of an issue is regionalization and even stretching to D.C. and such? How important is that today?
Well, I think it's very important. I spoke at an economic forum the other night, and one of the things I said is, we've got Keokuk Economic Development, we've got Fort Madison Economic Development, and we've got Lee County Economic Development. We need to be one entity. And I said in 5 years, we better have one entity and combine Fort Madison, Keokuk, and Lee County. We need to go out and recruit businesses. We don't need to sit here and hope they come. I'd like to be able to send someone from the city or a joint effort to some of the shows, the hydroelectric show, the composite materials show, and go out there and say, hey, how about Keokuk or how about Fort Madison? Here's the deal. We have transportation. We have river. We have rail. We have truck. So if they're not going to know about you if you don't go sell it. And it's very important to have the ties. We go to Des Moines to talk with the state legislature and Washington, D.C. to talk to our leaders there, the Iowa leaders. And, I think it's very important that we get together because we're more of a power. We have more politicians in one area than we do in one city.
When you look at it, and obviously, as I mentioned earlier, you don't have a vote on issues, but you can kind of help set the agenda, set the programs and stuff like that for the city. In terms of there's been the talk of garbage, of parks, having staffing and stuff, do you think privatization is something that needs to be looked at more by the city council?
We've talked about that for some time. I followed there was one in California, the public safety. I think that's a real tough issue to do. Safety of the community is the most important thing. You can't shrink on that. So I just think that privatization of those types of entities would be a real problem. Now, trash collection, I suppose you could go to one of the bigger companies. It kind of depends on how they're going to service your citizens because you got to look at what's the best interest for them. We talked one time about farming out the city parks. The problem is if things don't work out, you've gotten rid of all your equipment and everything. You've got to get people back in the job and then equipment, and so it becomes quite a cost. So I think those are things you have to tread softly with.
The appearance of the city is a big thing, especially when you're recruiting. You're wanting that good quality appearance. How, as mayor, would you push to beautify Keokuk, even if it comes down to just like neighborhoods and straightening up? How, as mayor, do you push that?
Well, I think it's basically you have to get out and talk to people. I think you have to make people take pride in their own areas. I think, I drive around the city and I challenge myself to find three nice houses in a row. And sometimes it's a challenge in one block. And so I think we need to work through the neighbors and to try to develop some sort of neighborhood pride where they can help each other and work together. I'm quite concerned. I think Main Street, the Main Street program here is great. We're working on the facade grants and things along those lines. But I think it's incumbent, especially when you're recruiting businesses, that you present your good foot forward so that, people see it. And, we need to work on infrastructure because when people come, quality of life. We need to keep the hospital here. We need to do a lot of things to actually recruit business and actually beautify your city. We need tourism. We'd love to have tourism. If we can, that was part of acquiring the depot. So if we're fixing up the depot, and if we can get a lot of these things accomplished, it'll be more of a tourist destination.
How do you open up the city to encourage people to even get involved in the city or just be more active or just see what's going on with the city? Do you think sometimes the city is too, I don't even want to say locked down or inaccessible for people? Maybe they don't feel they can come. Do you think that's an issue?
Yeah, I do. I don't like calling trees, and we've gone to a calling tree. I hate them. I want the personal touch. If it were my decision, we'd go back to somebody answering the phone and saying, hello, how can I help you? But, yeah, I think sometimes we can be scary. I think in the 4 years that I've been here, and hopefully two more, I've met a lot of people. I dealt with a lot of people in my law practice before. And so people know me. People aren't afraid to they know I'm accessible. My door's open. People want to walk in and come see me. And that helps the entire city, because that breaks down barriers that I'm afraid to go to City Hall, or I'm never going to get anything from City Hall. They're just against me. And so we have to change those attitudes.
Is there maybe an under-the-radar, I mean, a lot of the stuff that gets the coverage from meetings and stuff, is there an under-the-radar issue that either you have or someone has brought to you, maybe while you've been out talking to people, that if you were reelected, you would want to push or at least bring up for conversation? Anything like that?
Well, off the top of my head, I can't think of any. The things I'm primarily focused on, as I said before, is jobs. And we have, there are two other entities that are looking at Keokuk. One is actually here. They're looking at some Midwest Carbide, some of the property out there. We've gotten them together with the owners and are trying to work something out. At one time, we wanted to acquire it, but there's some environmental problems. We have another business that came in. They want to buy some city property. I'm not at liberty to get too far into the details. Right at this point, I think we've negotiated an option contract where they will buy an option to purchase the property. And if they don't follow through, we keep the money that is paid for the option. But if they're interested enough to buy the option, I think that's something that would be really big. So, you know, it comes back to the same old thing, is economic development.
Probably the final thing. Has there been a decision from the council, maybe one that you said, boy, doing that was a great idea, and then, boy, I did not agree with that decision? Anything jump out?
Well, yeah, there are decisions that I've not agreed with, and maybe I'm being a little too fiscally conservative. I had some problems with the tennis court situation with the raising of money, and I'm not real excited about the 60-40 split between the school and the city. But, you know, there's some things I guess you have to bite the bullet and do. You know, some of the issues that we think are controversial, or the council thinks are controversial. We beat a dead horse on the alcohol in the parks fight. Just recently, we've had gone around and around about the noise issue. And, you know, we need to just sit down and say, hey, here's what it's going to be. We can't just all of a sudden at a council meeting bring something up or say no or be negative. We need to talk about these things ahead of time and then make a decision and do it and stand by it and not trouble ourselves with stretching it out.